The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Kidding me? Free bacon? Oh my gosh, everything's better with Cloverdale bacon. It doesn't get any better, and I've put away about a pound of bacon already today. I'm not kidding you. Are you kidding me? I'm not kidding you. Hey folks, it's Scott Hannon, along with Todd the Radio God Mitchell. This is What's on Your Mind, and we're ready to chat today on the program. Live from downtown Fargo to welcome ESPN Game Day to Bison Nation. That's why we're here, as a matter of fact, folks, because the ESPN Game Day crew has arrived. They've descended up on Fargo. They're setting up for the broadcast that begins tomorrow morning, bright and early at 8 a.m. our time. And I'm guessing, last year they said somewhere around 6,000-7,000 people. I think it'll be double that this year because obviously it was a big deal last year. It's the first time they've ever come 2 years in a row to an FBS school. So we're making some more history, and that's why we're downtown Fargo. We're here today, courtesy of Gate City Bank, and for folks that are headed this way, either today or tomorrow, let me just give you directions. If you come to downtown Fargo, at the one of the landmarks downtown Fargo is the Forum Building, headquarters for the Forum News Service. So we would be just a little bit to the north of that. The intersection is 5th Street and 2nd Avenue in downtown Fargo. But two things. You'll be able to smell the Cloverdale bacon, and you'll probably see the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour trailer as well from a long ways away, because it's hard to miss, as a matter of fact. And we're going to chat with Phil, who drives this truck for Cloverdale all across the country. And of course, you know, Cloverdale is the official hot dog and official broad of the Mariners and the Seahawks, and is a brand that is spread all across the USA, but we know it as the hometown flavor, the big flavor of Cloverdale. And so we're broadcasting live here until 11 today. We're doing free Cloverdale bacon for anyone that stops by until 1 o'clock today. We have some secret celebrities that are coming by to do a little bacon taste testing. And is it Applewood? Is it smoked? Is it, the pepper? We'll give them lots of choices here on the bacon, and they can pick the best. And then tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m., we'll be tailgating 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. And, of course, the show itself live on ESPN Game Day tomorrow at 8 o'clock for a three-hour broadcast. It should be pretty exciting. We'll have lots of Cloverdale brats and summer sausage and bacon tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. We've teamed up with Gate City Bank, the Forum, as well as WDAY here at 550 K-Fire and AM 1100 The Flag, to welcome the ESPN Game Day folks to Bison Nation, and appreciate them very much. Coming to the great state of North Dakota 2 years in a row, so it's pretty exciting. Todd, can you smell the bacon back in the K-Fire studio?
I'm jealous, man. On the other hand, I mean, they are smart to not invite me over, because I could wipe out that bacon, so that's probably a good move on their part.
I'm enjoying bacon for both of us. So far today, so I'm up to a good pound of bacon.
Oh, I was going to say, you sound like the guy in Grumpy Old Men there, a pound of bacon.
We actually are going to be chatting with Troy Gergen, who is one of the athletic directors at the NDSU, and about what this means. I mean, a big game tomorrow. Every weekend's a big game, but nowhere near as big as it becomes when ESPN rolls to town, right? So the Bison play in Carnot Word tomorrow. At the Fargo Dome, their home opener, but obviously ESPN Game Day has changed everything by coming to town, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll talk with Troy about that. As I mentioned, we'll talk with Joe Savageau from Cloverdale, who stocks the shelves and restaurant coolers with a lot of great Cloverdale product, and also Phil a little bit about this Cloverdale wagon and where he takes it, and really looking forward to finding out about how this great North Dakota brand goes all across the USA. In the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. 800-228-0550. It's an Are You Kidding Me Friday, so we want your Are You Kidding Me contributions today on the program. And you know what? Everybody's a winner. When you call in today on the program, everybody that stops and sees us, free bacon. And everybody who calls has a shot at being our call of the hour. We'll give away a pair of tickets to a Bully Pulpit. There's still lots of great golf left out of Medora. Medora.com if you want to check it out. And we have a round of golf for two of you for our caller of the hour today, this hour, and another winner next hour. So remember that. good incentive for you to throw in a good Are You Kidding Me suggestion. And Todd and I have already been sharing our Are You Kidding Me moments here today. Mine is actually the fact that there were female Baltimore Raven fans wearing Ray Rice jerseys at the game last night as a show of support for the guy. Now, look, I still have a part of me that says, look, these two people want to work this out, and we ought to, you know, get them help, but clearly they need help, right? I'm thinking on the heels of this video coming out this week and the controversy this caused, it's not time, especially for women. I don't know if that's a sexist statement or not, but I guess I could get some blockheaded guy not knowing the difference, right, wearing his Ray Rice jersey. But come on.
I would love to know what's going through their mind. I would love to know the message they're trying to send, because that seems very contradictory to every effort to get that to quit happening.
Exactly. So that's my Are You Kidding Me? Yours has to do with the dress code at a Fargo bar. Tell us about this one, Todd.
Well, Shotgun Sally's. You know, you're not supposed to wear the various kind of gang kind of stuff. And one of the reasons they put it, and it's this totally legitimate reason. I'm not. This is not Are You Kidding Me? They're trying to cater to women. If you get women and they're comfortable, then you'll get men. It's tried and true. It works. One of the things they don't want to have happen is having women see a bunch of guys with their underwear sticking 6 inches above their waist. Now, it just so happens, women may not be the only ones offended by that. I'm a guy. I don't want to see it. So, maybe that's one of those things that kind of applies to everybody and not just women.
Here's my deal. This is a private business. This is a bar. And to me, if I own a bar, I can decide what the dress code is at the bar. No different if you go to hoity-toity restaurants in downtown Minneapolis. They say, sorry, sir, you need a coat, you need a tie, whatever. And I'm with you. I don't want to go out and see
anybody's
underwear.
I'm all in favor of the bar having the right to decide their code. In fact, I'm the guy. I don't like being around smoking, but I feel like I should have the right to open an all-smoking bar if I want to and corner that market.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Hey, would you guys like some free bacon? The best bacon on the planet right here. All you need to do is tell me where you're from right there on that microphone, and then the bacon's on us. What's your name, sir?
Brian.
Where are you from, Brian?
Victor, New York.
What brings you to
work?
Are you working for ESPN?
No.
Who are you working for?
No, I just came here just about a week and a half ago, and still looking for work.
You're looking for work?
Yes.
Well, you're on a statewide radio program right now, so what do you do?
I do a lot of construction work, and I don't know. I do all kinds of things. Jack of all trades.
You're going to have a job in no time.
Thank you.
Yes. You come up over here, gentlemen, and you can go right inside and have the bacon right there. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Adam, and I'm from Colorado.
How's things in Colorado these days, Adam?
Nice.
Nice?
Yeah, real nice.
You like Colorado? Are there enough jobs?
No. That's why I'm here, for a job.
You're looking for a job?
Yeah.
And why Fargo? I'm curious why you picked Fargo from Colorado.
It's the highest number rated place for work.
Is that right?
In the United States.
And you guys are all looking for work together?
Yes.
God bless you. Go get them. Good luck, okay?
All right.
Head into the wagon, and we'll feed you some bacon. It's good, good stuff. He doesn't have to go on the radio. His buddy doesn't want to go on the radio, but they'll find you. They'll find you. And anyway, come on out to have some free bacon here today, and we're in the, can you believe that, Todd? Are you kidding me? Colorado and New York, and hey, it's a good place to be. So
that's where the jobs are.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, it is amazing.
I guess I assumed when he said I'm here for work that he was working. He's looking for work.
Oh, I know. I'm like you. I'm thinking, oh, he's one of the ESPN guys coming over for free breakfast, and I wouldn't blame them. I'd be doing it too. But it turns out the guy is looking for work here. So
anyway, back to the Shotgun Sally's policy. You know, this is causing some controversy because people are saying it's racist. This is what gets me. Look, if your underwear is sticking out, if you're wearing big chains, I don't care. I don't think they care if you're red, blue, or green, do they? So how is this racist?
Right, exactly. It's not.
So I'm amazed this is causing the uproar that it is, but I want to get your take on this today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. All these stories, by the way, up at our Facebook page. Some folks upset at Shotgun Sally's, which, by the way, is a Fargo bar. They call it the Rock and Roll Saloon and restaurant and bar, and they're turning some people away who wear certain articles of clothing or accessories. And some folks are upset, saying the dress code is racist because they're banning baggy pants and shorts. You can't have undergarments showing. By the way, sleeveless jerseys are out. Baseball caps are out.
chains and tank tops are out. Again, I ask, okay, how is that racist? What did you hear in that that suggests that's racist? I don't get it. John in Grand Forks listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind, John?
Well, I'm thinking, if you're offended by underwear, you'd never hire a plumber to come to your house.
Well, they've solved that. They've solved that because now they have underwear that looks like a woman's cleavage.
Solved
that now. So yeah. So now as the plumber bends down, they've got that. Those pictures have been around. So yeah, thankfully they've come up with a solution to that. But you're right. Maybe we need to hire commando plumbing for that job then. Deal with that vision the rest of the weekend.
John, you never disappoint. Thanks for the call and appreciate the good humor on this Friday. It's an Are You Kidding Me edition of What's On Your Mind, live from downtown Fargo, welcoming ESPN Game Day to town. Your call's welcome at 800-228-0550. Come on down for free bacon, Cloverdale bacon. Everything's better with bacon, trust me.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local County Extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the Truck Bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
We all know beef jerky comes in all shapes and sizes, but most of the beef jerky we eat comes from gas stations and grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. Thank goodness I found out about MeatTaffy.com and a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction who had enough of the same old store brand jerky. These guys travel around to smokehouses and tiny meat shops, sometimes even people's garages, to hunt down the best tasting premium guy candy. They find the good stuff and make it easy to get. Get MeatTaffy delivered right to your door. Go to MeatTaffy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Live downtown Fargo, welcoming ESPN and their game day crew to Fargo, 2nd Avenue and 5th Street, downtown Fargo. Look for the big Cloverdale, big flavor wagon. Can't miss us. Brought to you today by our friends at Cloverdale and Gate City Bank, along with lots of other folks. I want to tell you a little bit about Gate City Bank, by the way, where you always receive a warm welcome. Fresh cookies when you walk in the door. Friendly, personalized service that only a hometown bank can provide. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Check them out online at GateCityBank.com. By the way, 34 locations, 19 communities across North Dakota and western Minnesota. They've been serving customers here since 1923. Also want to thank our friends at Catalyst Medical Center and Clinical Spa, Arlen's Insulation, Dakota Medical Foundation, Hanson Runsvold Funeral Home, helping families look to the future with hope within a community they're proud to be part of. Gardner Financial Services, experienced, and can help you set up your educational or retirement plan for the future. The Speakeasy Restaurant, Fargo-Moorhead's best Italian restaurant lounge. Around Detroit Lakes, if you get out to the Lakes area, too. Treasure Island Coins, the largest precious metal dealer in the Upper Midwest since 1976. All right, this gentleman just enjoyed some Cloverdale bacon, so I've got to find out how it went, and then we're going to get to some calls as well at 800-228-0550. What's your name, sir?
My name's Kevin.
How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing good.
How'd you hear about the Cloverdale bacon wagon downtown today?
I was listening to you bragging about it, and I figured I'd get here before you ate it all.
Well, I think I put away close to a pound already of bacon. Yeah, I'm a pound heavier than when I arrived at 6 this morning. How'd you like the bacon?
The apples rocks.
The apple, would you like it?
Well, I'm gonna go buy some.
Now, you just told me off the air that you had plans to go fishing tomorrow, but because of the bacon, you've changed your mind and you're coming downtown. Is that right?
Well, the bacon slash, the goings on tomorrow with game day, right?
Yeah, come down and see you live TV as it happens right out here.
Yeah, I'm going to come by here and get some more bacon in the morning.
That's beautiful.
What you're telling me.
That's beautiful. What's on your mind today? Anything in particular?
You know what? No, I'm taking a break from the heavy stuff today. It's just going to be a nice weekend, and
that's why we do Are You Kidding Me Friday, right? So we can
right.
just we need a little break once in a while from
right.
from the headlines, don't we?
The whole drinking from the fire hose thing gets old. So once in a while, you got to step back, and you can't do that because that's your deal. But some of us can't.
Yes, exactly. Well, I try. Kevin, good to see you. Thank you for listening.
You bet. Thanks for the bacon, Scott.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. Everything's better with Cloverdale Bacon. 800-228-0550. By the way, Fargo Mayor Denny Wallacher is battling kidney cancer and is in rehab right now because because of a tough road with some of the treatment. And so we have a Get Well Denny card that we have here. We've encouraged folks to stop by and sign it. And we're going to bring it to Denny a little later on today, along with some Cloverdale bacon, of course. Get a little protein in the man, and that'll help a bunch as well. So look forward to that. Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Ed in Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire, wants to talk about an editorial he read in the paper. Ed, how you doing today?
How you doing, Scott?
Well, I'm doing darn good, especially talking to you.
Send some bacon my way.
No, I'll bring some bacon next time I head to Bismarck next week.
Better make it a lot.
I have an issue with it. Though you read in the paper and it was put in there by Henry Leibop, he had in there, kind of bragging with, what the current senators and House members done and trying to bash Cramer, of course, so I know he's a Democrat. Well, he had in there all the good things that happened when Conrad and Dorgan and Pomeroy were in. Well, I tell you what, which wasn't for the good of the state, he said. Well, as long as Conrad and Pomeroy and Dorgan were in, why was our state always in the red? And Henry, I hope you're listening. Why was our state always in the red? And another thing I want to tell you, Henry, it's wearing pretty thin on the people. The rich aren't paying enough taxes. Tell me one poor person that can start a business and hire people to create jobs, and that the middle class can't do it, and neither can the poor, and the rich can. And the rich are paying more taxes than you're realizing, and I think you know it, the only thing you don't want to admit. And he's also criticizing Cramer, Cramer, who, he's been in there for 2 years. Tell me what you've done, Cramer, what all the others done so good. I want to tell you another thing, Henry. Since Cramer's in the House with Cramer has passed good bills. But, Henry, call your buddy, Senator Harry Reid, why a lot of these good bills aren't being brought up front for a vote. And that'll answer a lot of your questions. And again, I think you know it. Why they're not being brought up? Because the Republican-controlled House and the and they have passed good things, and it's not the Democrats. It's the Democrats in the Senate, your buddies, Henry, that are blocking all these good things for North Dakota.
That's hey, Ed, did you see? Did you ever see the movie Rocky?
No, I haven't.
You didn't see that's a good one, but you remind me of Rocky because you just keep slamming this. What's the guy's name? Henry? Like, Henry is cowering in the corner now. Henry's, like, in the corner, and his gloves are up in his face, and he's just getting smothered. It's ready, you know, it's one, two, didn't, Todd, don't you think? I mean,
yeah.
Henry is, he's just been destroyed by Ed. I can't even believe it. We have a shout-out to Henry. Hang on a second, because we're going to put you in for Caller of the Day, Ed. And if Henry calls in, we're going to call you back and put you on with him. Thanks for the call and appreciate your comments. 800-228-0550. Brian Jamestown on an Are You Kidding Me Friday. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I wanted to talk about Shotgun Sally. You know, I got two words, social suicide and business suicide. When you go as far as to, you know, buy a sign that excludes a certain patron from your establishment, it's just not good. It's a huge black eye for your establishment. We can take racism out of the factor. I mean, what if they were to say we don't want people wearing leather jackets and riding Harleys into our establishment? Isn't there a certain stigma that comes with that group of people, too? You know, instead of this outfit being as cheap as they are to go out and buy a couple of signs and thinking that signs are going to keep their patrons safe, how about they break out the pocketbook and hire some actual bouncers, and if they already have them, get a couple more, because signs don't make people feel safe. And who's going to enforce that sign? I mean, do they have security? Maybe they need more. Has it been an issue? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's not being addressed. And I'm not saying that it's racist by any means, but you are taking a pool of people who obviously are visiting this establishment and putting money into the register. They're paying people's light bills just like anybody else. I don't see why they should be excluded from going into that business, but like you guys all said, that's their decision, and if they choose to go broke making dumb decisions like that, let them do it.
That's America.
Well, now, to go to Todd's point earlier, the bar is in the business of catering to women, right? So they're trying to get more fans of their bar and their grill by female patrons. And so what they're doing is sort of weeding out the stuff that I guess is going to be more likely to offend women. So, again, if you own the bar and decide that's the kind of bar you want to have, how is it different? I don't understand, Brian, how this is different saying you need a coat and tie. You need a dress code. I don't see it's any big deal. I mean, I think you're saying it's bad business. I don't know. I think it might be good business. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get your point and everything. And, I mean, if they're catering specifically towards women, why not make it a woman's club then? You know, I've been in several establishments, bar and grill and stuff like that. And I hate to tell you, I mean, it's not just guys wearing backwards, flat-brim hats that are harassing women.
I get it. I don't know so much about the harassing coming from that particular group of folks wearing it, but it's more of what they want the look to be. Thanks, Brian.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting, it's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are back downtown Fargo for the ESPN Game Day extravaganza. The actual ESPN Game Day starts tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., but already downtown Fargo is in pretty much, a bit of a gridlock at the center core in front of the Fargo Theater. I've already seen the stage, the ESPN Game Day stage, as a matter of fact, so that's kind of fun.
Want some bacon?
And would you like some bacon, sir? Some free bacon?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, well, help yourself. Help yourself. Some folks are coming by for free bacon here today. Anyway, downtown Fargo, we are actually at the Gate City Bank location on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Fish Street in downtown Fargo. And so thrilled to have the Cloverdale Don Russell Big Flavor Wagon here. Joe Savageau from Cloverdale is here. Mike at Belfield, hang tight. He wants to talk about bacon, too. I have a bacon expert for you, Mike, so stay tuned. Joe, thanks for having us. This is a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here today.
Now, Cloverdale bacon, as we found from already the people who have come down, oh, I love the pepper. Oh, I love the apple. There's a real love for Cloverdale bacon, isn't there?
Yep. And it says that we've done things right, and I think if you look at our motto is our big flavor behind our products. And, you know, there's a lot of choices out there in the industry today, but one thing that we really stand out is the flavor of our products. And we really appreciate the community supporting us in this area. And it's just been a great opportunity to take the trailer around and expose more people to it.
Now, your job is to get more Cloverdale products in more grocery stores and restaurants all across the USA, huh?
Yep. We're in about 28 states right now throughout the country. And, you know, it's you know, bringing a little bit of the Midwest flavor profile to a lot of the people that haven't had an opportunity to try our products. And
get some bacon, man.
And so it's been a good run, and we're just continuing to grow and grow. So
now, I think of Cloverdale as a North Dakota iconic brand because it's, of course, Mandan, North Dakota based, right?
Yes.
Really, as far as the product that flies off the shelves or off the menus, there's a lot more product that's sold outside of North Dakota than Cloverdale, right?
Yep. We do a lot of products throughout the Midwest, but we go primarily from the Mississippi River all the way out to, you know, the Pacific Northwest. I spent some time this week in San Francisco, Sacramento area. You know, people just really appreciate a great quality product that's out there today. And, you know, we just want to make ourselves stand out, and that's what we do.
What's the big seller? Is it bacon? Is it the summer sausage? The tangy summer sausage, unbelievable.
Yep.
Of course, you know, I mean, just the brats. What's the big seller?
You know, primarily, you know, we do a lot of tangy summer sausage, but our big push has been bacon. You know, more bacon is being sold today than ever. You know, it's the number one selling condiment with the sandwiches and salads today. It's just been a category that's been growing for us. And so we've invested a lot of money in the bacon. And, you know, it's going to be our 100th anniversary in 2015. And we just want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to try it. Tangy summer sausage has been an icon in the Midwest for us for a long time. And, you know, it's always amazing when we bring product you know, outside of our core market, and people try it and they go, wow, I mean, this is just fantastic product, and it just, you know, it makes the, you know, us stand out a little better than all the other competitors.
I forget where I was the other day, but I saw a boatload of sausage options, of you know, the summer sausage options, the garlic now, and a whole bunch of choices. Folks can get this the locally owned supermarket stores, the big box stores, you know, Cloverdale's everywhere, right?
Yep. You know, we do, you know, all the local, the Hornbachers, the Sunmark Group, you know, Cashwise, you know, all the local people in the area have done a great job of supporting us for the years, and we really are appreciative of that relationship. You know, so we're just, working with some of the guys out there. You know, the big box stores, you know, they have a lot of national brands. And so, you know, we work around a little bit of that with, you know, some of the Walmarts and the Sam's Group. We do some things with the Costco Group. But, you know, more on a regional basis. So we're trying to stand out a little bit more than the national brands.
I generally find that the local iconic supermarkets, the local ones, you find a lot of Cloverdale product, more so in the big box. But the big boxes are figuring it out too, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you know, they just get a lot of people demanding the product, and so the stores go, hey, you know, do you have Cloverdale? And the consumers demand it, and then it makes it easier to sell, tell you the truth.
It's awesome. Thanks, Joe. Can you take this question? Because I'm not a bacon expert. You are. Mike in Belfield. Listening on 550 KFAR, you got a bacon question for us, Mike?
No, I don't have a bacon question, Scott. I got a, are you kidding me?
All right, lay it on me.
Here you are sitting there jabbering nonstop about eating bacon and sausage, and you're on the east side of the state just giving it away to everybody. You didn't do that when you were out here on the west side of the state. Are you kidding me?
That's because then he'd be around me. And if he starts giving away free bacon around me, it never lasts. So
tell you what, I'll promise you, Mike. We're going to have Phil, who brings us a truck all over Kingdom Come, on the program next hour. He's the guy that maneuvers the Don Russell Big Flavor Cloverdale wagon around the country. I'll see if we can't arrange a stop in Western North Dakota. How about that?
All right, that'll work.
And maybe Belfield be the spot. Maybe I wonder if Jim Arthaud would have us there at MBI. I was there last week, there's a lot of hungry folks at MBI. So we'll shoot for Belfield's bacon in Belfield. That sounds good to me. I don't know about you, but
there you go.
Like
that'll
be the
B&B
party.
Bacon in Belfield.
Yeah, bacon in Belfield. All right, we're gonna make it happen. I'm on
God's
the job,
B&B.
Okay, Mike?
Yeah. All right,
yeah.
Sounds good.
Exactly, yeah. By the way, speaking of Jim Arthaud, he's going to be on Sean Hannity's radio program next week talking about all the people that have come to North Dakota to go to work that have heard Sean Hannity watched Sean Hannity on television and heard him talking about the North Dakota story. We're not a secret anymore, are we, Joe?
No, that's great.
Yeah.
We love to hear more stories like that.
It'd be pretty exciting. Thanks a bunch, Joe. Good to chat with you.
All right, thanks.
22 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind on Are You Kidding Me Friday. My friend Leon Francis, who hosts the program on our Flag Family stations, really has been stirring up a hornet's nest about the Shotgun Sally story, as Todd knows. Todd was arguing with you earlier. You wanted to give a shout-out to Todd, didn't you?
Hey, Todd, guess what I'm doing?
Eating
chewing bacon.
Yeah.
I'm chewing bacon. That's what I'm doing. Hey, man.
Now we got Mike and Belfield mad. We've got Todd mad. And, you know, there's a real easy fix here. We're doing the bacon thing through the lunch hour today. We're doing brats and bacon and lots of fun tomorrow morning, beginning at 6 a.m. Just come on into downtown Fargo. Let's shock the world and get about 20,000 people downtown. And I'm telling you, the folks from ESPN Game Day, they don't believe it can happen. When we had Chris Fowler on earlier this week, he asked me after we got done with the interview, he said, how many people do you think will be there? I said, double last year. He dropped the phone.
Yep.
He's like, not a chance. I said, really? I would be very surprised, because there was about, 6,000-7,000 people. I see Fargo PD are expecting 7,500. I think they're gonna inch upwards of 20,000 folks, because, I mean, last year, a lot of folks didn't realize what a big deal it was, and it's a big deal. It's a nationwide ESPN broadcast, and people like the Game Day crew. They're celebrities, you know. So
what I get them, pack them in down here. The baby bison eating Cloverdale bacon. That would do it, man. And think about that. Baby bison, bacon, the bison game, ESPN game day.
Exactly.
There you go.
Well, they named a bison after Corso on the program. But you know what? I wouldn't want to be that bison right now, because the guy picked Iowa State. I mean, he's a turncoat on us, so I think he's probably going to get booed here in town. I don't know. But anyway, caller of the hour gets a shot at a free round of golf for two on us at Bully Pulpit Golf Course in Medora. Lots of golf left this year through October. So if you want to get in on that, give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's your Are You Kidding Me edition? So, Leon, Shotgun Sally's, what's your take on the bar deciding they're going to have a dress code and the chains are gone and the baggy pants and the shorts. You can't have your underwear showing. No,
just go commando.
No,
and you're going to be all right.
No baseball caps. No sleeveless shirts.
I don't think they want any butts hanging out either, though. I mean, that's commando.
Are you okay with that?
Everything.
I am fine with that. I mean, I know that when I came, to AM 1100, you guys had a dress code. I couldn't wear my 50 cent a big medallion chain on. I couldn't wear my cap, tilted to the side. I had to like dress like a man. So I'm fine with that. What's that?
You can wear all that in K-Fire here. You should be over here.
Really? I'll submit my dog.
Come on over, man. Bring it up.
And I like to let my guns breathe a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm fine.
The rest of the weekend.
Commando and guns breathing. Now I'm not. I ate a lot of bacon. Let's be careful here. is this okay?
I think it's fine. I mean, I agree with your point. This is a private business. They can set whatever standard they want to. If I go in there and I don't feel like putting a blazer on, I can go down the street.
Is it racist?
Absolutely not. And I mentioned this earlier. My barbers, the guys that cut my hair, awesome people. But they kind of started this whole controversy because they reached out to Sydney and she made it a big deal. They're targeting minorities, blah, blah, blah. I say, dress like a man if you want to go somewhere and have a drink with men. And if you're not going to, if you don't want to go and scaring women and kids, put some clothes on. I don't want to see your underwear. I don't. It's not my thing. Maybe if I change my name to Liana, maybe it's
help me understand. Help me understand how this could be racist.
And
are they suggesting that only
African Americans, only minorities dress with the baggy pants and the chains?
I've seen plenty of, go to the mall.
Yeah, look at Eminem. I mean, look at Eminem, Are they going to ban? They're not going to ban Eminem if he walks in there with the exact same thing going. No, it will be an across-the-board thing. Or maybe, I don't know.
You know what? Are you kidding me? I'm tired of whining. That's what I'm tired
of.
I'm tired of just, man up for crying out loud. And
man up. Eat some bacon.
Eat some bacon and stop the whining. What is with this society today about all this? Why are we wasting time on this?
And I don't know. Another thing that kind of cheeses my grits is the Minneapolis thing where they're doing the unisex bathrooms. And that's where I have to say, I go in there one day, I'm Leon. I go in there the next day, I'm Liana. And I'm just saying I'm Liana because, I can go in there and, I can hobnob with the females. I think it is dumb. And that story that they had on in the Minneapolis Tribune or whatever, the guy actually says it's to cater to the LBGQ, LMNOP crowd.
They don't want to offend anybody again.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my are you kidding me? And at first it was out because, you don't want them to have to renovate handicapped bathrooms and this and that. But the guy in this article, if you scroll down, he says the bigger problem is not offending the LBGQ, LMNOQRS crowd there. And that's one of my, are you kidding me? That's just nuts, man. No pun intended, but that's just nuts.
I have one word for you. Minneapolis. Go figure.
Oh, there you go.
Go figure.
Keith Ellison.
Yeah.
So we're
going to
leave the men's urinals up and the women are going to use the men's urinals? How's that going to work?
I had to go there.
What are they going to do about the urinal cakes, man? Now they're going to be flowery smelling and all that.
What's going
on there?
They're going to be
Hello, all right, folks. All right. You heard our take. We want yours. Troy Gergen from NDSU coming up on the big game day visit and much more. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cut. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Birch Truck Equipment, servicing the Grand Forks and Devils Lake areas too in East Grand Forks, 218-773-1194.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Before the top of the hour, we are live from downtown Fargo as we welcome the ESPN Game Day crew to North Dakota. We've teamed up 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, WDAY, The Forum, along with Cloverdale and Gate City Bank to welcome them here. We know what will lure them over to the corner of 2nd Avenue and Fish Street right by Gate City Bank. It's the smell of Cloverdale bacon. There's nothing better on the planet. And we also have a get-well card for Fargo Mayor Danny Wallacker that we're going to take over. Senator John Hoeven is going to help us deliver that later this afternoon. He today issued a statement along with his wife, Mikey, congratulating NDSU for being selected as a host campus for the ESPN Popular College Game Day broadcast. and the senator and Mikey will join the game day celebration tomorrow, cheer on the Bison at the game in the afternoon. So should be great fun. And Troy Gergen, athletic director at NDSU and a candidate for the position to replace Gene Taylor, joins us on the Newsmaker line right now. Troy, how's it going?
It's going great. Good morning, Scott.
So this was already a big weekend, right, after a three-peat national championship and the home opener, and then add the ESPN game day cherry on top. What's the week been like for you?
Well, it's been great, but, tell you what, anytime you can get this type of exposure, everybody up here on the north side of town is willing to roll up their sleeves and get to work, because we know it's not only the home opener, but great exposure for the state and the university across the country.
What kind of, give us an example of what, I mean, just kind of a almost 24-7 operation getting ready for all this?
Not necessarily 24-7. It's definitely been, some solid, 16-hour days for the week, just getting ready. Not only for game day, but just the home opener. We want to make sure we don't lose sight of everything we got have going on at the Fargo Dome. But tell you what, it's not hard work. It's fun work. It's to be able to work with the ESPN crew that are, probably the most talented and creative people in terms of television that, that you can find, not only in terms of production, but just the ideas that they come up with. So to be sitting in meetings with those type of people and sharing ideas and coming up with ideas, it makes, the hours well worth it.
So give us a little sneak peek of what we can expect tomorrow. What kind of things have they got planned?
Well, I can't give you all the details because it would ruin a lot of the surprises, but they've basically taken the production from last year and just amped it up. It was important for them to come back, and we've been saying bigger and better this year, and they've just taken what's already a great broadcast and thrown in a lot of bells and whistles that will be entertaining, and some will be surprises, and some will be somewhat familiar from last year, but just different twists and angles on it, and they're going to make it fun. Last year, I did an interview and I said it's somewhere between a rock concert and a circus, and I got a lot of grief for that comment. But it's true. It's more than going down to watch a television broadcast. They make it interactive with the video boards and the talent during breaks, and it's what they came back to Fargo for is the atmosphere. And this year, it's going to be a bigger and better, definitely.
Yeah, last year there was a little controversy over the location downtown from fans. That why isn't it at the Dome? Why isn't it at tailgating? And that controversy is long over now, isn't it, Troy?
Yeah, definitely. I think, it kind of was squelched early last year. I think once people understood why ESPN went down there, they got over it. And then after people saw it and saw the marvelous job that ESPN did to capture the not only the feeling of downtown, but also... they did the broadcast, and you'd think they'd known NDSU for their entire lives. They told the story of North Dakota and North Dakota State so well about the culture and what makes North Dakota such a special place and what's made North Dakota State so successful over the years. So I think once people saw the final production, they had no problems with the location at all.
You're talking to a statewide audience of folks, obviously a lot of Bison fans out there. Explain why what they're going to see tomorrow and why they ought to come on into Fargo for this event tomorrow morning.
Well, first of all, I think you're going to see a sea of Bison fans stretched up Broadway between 2nd and 4th Avenue. They're going to be able to watch the show live and partake in, really what's what I see is a historical event. Last year, I said it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Obviously, this makes it twice in a lifetime, but it's just a moment in time here at North Dakota State University that, you don't want to miss. Not only the success of all of our athletic programs, but to have a national program like College Game Day be here in our state is something a lot of states can't say. I think they said last night in a meeting they've been to 32 states, and North Dakota is obviously one of those, so I think I encourage people from all over the state to take part because it's definitely a nod to the people up here in this part of the country. So come and celebrate and welcome College Game Day to our great state and our great city.
And by the way, there's easy. If you go to the Fargo Dome, you can park up there so you're set for the game and then shuttle to downtown and then back. So it's real easy to get in and out, and you will not regret it. It'll be a great time. Troy, thanks for the update. Congrats to everyone at NDSU on an exciting week.
Thank you. Thanks for everything you do too, Scott.
Troy Gergen, the NDSU Athletic Department, and excited with the ESPN Game Day. Look who's downtown, one of Fargo's favorite citizens, Mr. Fargo Air Show himself, Dick Walstead. How are you, Dick?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm doing fine. Beautiful morning. Going to be a great day tomorrow, huh?
Was it the smell of bacon that brought you downtown?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Are you serving breakfast here? I'm ready for it.
Cloverdale bacon on us today. How about that?
There we go. That'd be great.
When's the next Fargo Air Show?
Well, I can let you in a little secret. July 25th, 26th, 2015, the Blue Angels are coming back.
Oh, my gosh. Breaking news. And what's on your mind? Yeah. And worth the drive, folks, wherever you're listening, because there's nothing like a Fargo Air Show. Fantastic. Great to see you, Dick.
Great to see you, Scott. Have a good day. Looking for a big day tomorrow.
Come on in the wagon. We'll get you some bacon.
I happen to be a Sioux graduate.
Me too.
And I played the ball game out here in 1960. The Sioux won.
Well, I shouldn't say graduate. I walked by the campus once, but I'm with you. But we're all for North Dakota today. More coming up.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.